USA Radio News.
Former President Donald Trump says President Joe Biden is, quote, an enemy of the state.
You're all enemies of the state. He's an enemy of the state. You want to know the truth? The enemy of the state is him and the group that control him, which is circling around him. Do this, do that, Joe. You're going to do this, Joe, right?
This was Trump's first public appearance at a rally in Pennsylvania since the August 8th FBI raid of his Florida home. Trump also went on to say that the search was a, quote, travesty of justice and warned it would produce a backlash. The Justice Department has said in court filings that highly classified government documents were discovered in Trump's personal office during the raid. This is USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The White House is seeking $47 billion from Congress to secure COVID and monkeypox vaccines to assist Ukraine's defenses and to respond to natural disasters here. The funding that, quote, meet urgent funding needs, according to an administration official, would be tied to a constituting resolution to keep the government running past September 30th. Biden officials said that the requests are for the first quarter of fiscal year 2023. NASA is delaying Artemis 1 moon rocket's launch for several weeks. NASA's new moon rocket sprang another dangerous fuel leak on Saturday, forcing launch controllers to call off their second attempt to send a new capsule into lunar orbit with test dummies. NASA Administrator Bill Nelson.
We don't launch until it's right.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Governor Greg Abbott is advising rape victims to use Plan B.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott says rape victims in the state can prevent pregnancies by using emergency contraception pills like Plan B. Abortions were banned late last month due to a trigger law that went into effect after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June. The Texas law does not include exceptions for rape or incest and makes it a felony to perform an abortion in the state, with narrow exceptions when the life of the mother is at risk. Abbott made the comments during an interview that will air on local DFW television. He adds that reporting a rape to law enforcement will ensure that the rapist will be arrested and prosecuted. More than 13,000 rapes were reported in Texas in 2020, but just more than 1,800 arrests were made for the crime. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
The E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce from Wendy's fast food restaurants has spread to New York and Kentucky, part of six states where the illness has been discovered. According to the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention, there are at least 97 reported cases in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Indiana, Kentucky, and now New York. More than half of the infections are in Michigan. The CDC noting that Wendy's uses a different type of romaine lettuce for salads than its sandwiches. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.